Hare Krishna. The questions from Nariyamani Devidasi, which is sort of a take on the free will destiny question that we've discussed many times. It's an important topic and good to see from different angles, perspectives. Anyway, she asks, we are always told that not a blade of grass moves without Krishna's sanction. At the same time, Krishna also gives us our own free will. I was wondering how these two things are related. Are all of our decisions, good or bad, ultimately made by Krishna? No, that's jumping to an erroneous conclusion. Krishna definitely is the overseer, upadrishta anumantascha bhakta bhakta maheshvara. He has a material nature for us living in the material world, which acts, and we're part of that material nature, acting under the modes of material nature. But nothing really happens without Krishna's permission. There's a real sort of mechanistic way of looking at it, is that movement and everything else takes place because such things are present within Krishna, and that allows us to also move and talk and think and walk. We only talk because Krishna talks, so he gives us the power to talk, and then he also allows us to act. Things don't happen by themselves, but rather he allows things to happen. But that doesn't mean that he's the one who's making the choices. The choices we make ourselves. And Bhagavad Gita says, Purusha praktitistohi bhunte praktitijanguna karanam nisangasya sarasatyoni janmasya. Living entities are enjoying and suffering. They're enjoying and suffering according to the activities that they've made. Material nature gives them that the results of their activities, gives them their happiness and distress. And living entities then, sukha dukkhanam, they enjoy or suffer accordingly. The original free will or decision that we have to make is to actually come into this material world. So we decide to come into this world, wherever it is that we come from, or people think that we come from, and that is our free choice. Once in this world, we become influenced by the modes of material nature, and the modes of material nature influence our willing capacity, but still we continue to get the results of the decisions that we make based on our thinking, feeling, willing. We think, we investigate things, we try to see, feel whether this is going to be very favorable for what our preconceptions are, or ideas of sense gratification are, or ideas of transcendental realization are, and then we will, and we will action to take place, and from there on in, Krishna sanctions that. It's very rare that he personally interferes. Krishna sanctions that action, and then we'll get the result or not. When we act in ways that are contrary to our ultimate welfare, which is liberation, then we get further entangled in the material world, and our decision-making ability becomes further compromised. And when we act to liberate ourselves on the advice of Sadhu Shastra Guru, then we go up and free our decision-making ability. For instance, here's an example. A free person has the choice to steal or not to. If he chooses to steal, then he gets caught, and his freedom is very severely hampered. Not completely, but hampered. Now he's in jail. All right, he's in jail. And when he's in jail, he still has choices. For instance, he can be a good prisoner and get out on good behavior, or say he can do something bad. Say he attacks a prison guard. And by attacking the prison guard, he gets put into solitary confinement. He misused that even more restricted free will that he had, and so he gets punished further. Now he's in solitary confinement. He doesn't get to see the light of day. He's really in a suffering condition. And now he's suffering even further. So then either he changes his behavior, say he's even more bitter, and does the same thing. Again, he attacks another guard. This time, you know, he was eating twice a day. Now he's only eating twice a week as a consequence of his misbehavior. So again, he's being further punished. And obviously his freedom becomes further curtailed, and his sentence gets further extended. But on the other hand, if he went in the direction of good behavior and he got let out, then he had the opportunity to again make that choice. All right, now do I want to live a honest, God-fearing, or in this case, a law-abiding citizen, or do I want to start stealing again, which very often criminals tend to do? So this is sort of an example of how it is that our free will becomes curbed according to the activities that we perform. We still have the ability to make choices. It's just that the choices that we make become more and more and more restricted. So then she says, to what extent do we have free will? To the extent that our activities are tamasic and rajasic, we lose our free will, and to the extent that our activities are in the mode of goodness, we gain our free will. And that's why this mode of goodness is meant to actually elevate. Sattvam sanjayate jnanam. By proper knowledge, one can elevate oneself to a higher standard of living and a higher standard of existence. And then her last point is, if it all comes from Krishna, then why are all of our bad choices sanctioned by Krishna? He's sanctioning our free will. Krishna's sanctioning our free will. He sanctions our bad choices, as I mentioned. It's not him. Krishna's not the one who's deciding. We're the one who's deciding, and Krishna, through the agency of the material nature, gives us the results of our activities. And rarely, one example that comes to mind is that of Jad Bharat. These worshippers of Kali wanted to sacrifice Jad Bharat, and that was their free will. They probably had sacrificed many other people in the past, but Krishna hadn't interfered. Now, Krishna interfered. Krishna interfered with their free will to commit a sinful activity, because he wasn't willing to allow his pure devotee to be tortured like that. But it's rare. It's rare that such things happen. Generally, upadishtana mantascha. Krishna allows things to take their natural course. And you have to get the reaction for that. Just as the government doesn't interfere with your free will to be a thief, it's when you steal that's when you're punished, not on suspicion that, well, maybe you have a thieving mentality and therefore you should be put into jail. No, when you actually steal, then you're put into jail, and up until then you're a free man. So it's very interesting how this interaction of free will and destiny takes place, and we need to know how to balance these things and learn from our past mistakes. We're here in the material world. Now we want to get out of this material world. It really depends on how we're going to act. Very often, talking with devotees, it comes up, well, I want to do the right thing. But they don't necessarily do the right thing. The whole thing is to do the right thing. You may want to do so many things, but unless you do the right thing, you can't get the right reaction. If you want to do the right thing, but you end up doing the wrong thing, then you'll get a wrong reaction, or you'll get a reaction other than what you want. You get what you deserve. So we need to ensure that we're always doing the right thing. And that's why we need to take guidance from others who can help us make right choices. Otherwise, we become embarrassed and entangled. Hare Krishna.